Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Leafs work it out. Tavares scores! Back-to-back goals from John Tavares here in the second. And it's suddenly a 4-3 Toronto lead with 6:09 remaining in the second frame.
That's your game winner from John Tavares, one of three in the game for him. Your goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here to the postgame show. 5-3 Leafs win it. The Sabres have lost 10 in a row, 0-7-3 in that span. Things were going well, trending well. Jack Quinn returned to the lineup, has two goals in the game. Sabres are up 3-1, midway point of the game. But then it falls apart in a 2-minute, 31-second span. The Sabres give up three goals, one to Robertson, two to Tavares, and then a Tavares empty netter ends up sealing it at 17:48 of the third, and the Sabres will look to try to end this losing skid in Montreal Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 6 that night. But for now, we're going to get some locker room reaction from Paul Hamilton here coming up any moment as the Sabres are in Toronto. And Paul will be there to, of course, get some player reaction. We'll also hear from Lindy Ruff. We'll get Paul's take as well. We'll update you on the standings. Of course, the Sabres don't get any points in this one here. Another regulation loss. Let's go to the room live in Toronto. Up first is Alex Tuck with Paul.
Alex, after you got the 3-1 lead, it just didn't seem like you were able to generate too much after that. What happened as far as that go, the offensive end?
Effort wasn't good enough. Our details weren't good enough. Let off the gas.
What was working early? I mean, you guys really pounced on them, obviously.
Yeah, no, we were getting pucks on the net. We were hard on their defense. All five guys were pressuring and forcing turnovers, and we were moving the puck up quick, and forwards were getting open for D, and D were moving it up to the forwards, and we had four guys in the attack, and then it didn't happen.
The power play goal, it actually seemed like Jack Quinn almost lost himself over there. Like, he got himself in a passing lane where they could find him, and it didn't seem like the Leafs even knew he was there. What went right when you guys did get the power play goal?
It was a little tough angle for me. I'd have to look at it again, but I thought it was a great play by, I think, JJ found him. They had him running a little bit, and then Quinny's really good at coming off that wall. Find that shot lane. He's an elite shooter, so it was great. It was great to have him back in the lineup, score a couple goals. I thought he was one of our best players tonight.
How do you dig out of this as a group?
Work. That's it. Just work.
What's the feeling in the room right now?
Pretty honest. obviously. Losing 10 in a row, there's no good feelings. Just got to work.
He fought on Devin. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in, and he gave you a good game.
Yeah, I thought he worked really hard. I thought he played really well. I thought he made some big saves in some key moments. We got to be better for him.
How mentally difficult is this for this team when you get leads? I mean, you've had leads in a lot of these games, and you haven't held the lead.
Yeah, we scored the first goal in a lot of these games. We've come from behind and tied it up in a lot of these games. It's not good enough. That's it.
You talked about Jack Quinn. It seemed like he was confident shooting tonight. He had a lot of confidence in his shot. Could you see the difference in the way he was shooting the puck?
No, I saw his whole mentality. He was in an attack mode. He wanted it. He was hungry. It was really good. Like I said, I thought he was one of our best players tonight.
You mentioned letting your foot off the gas. Is that kind of like playing not to lose a little bit when you get up a little bit? Or
You can look at it how you see it, but it's not good enough. Didn't work hard enough, and that's about it.
What does Lindy say during that timeout?
It was to make the 3-3 or 4-3. 4-3, I think. I don't know how much time was left, but I think he was talking about just the certain structure that we wanted to do and how much time there was left in the game. So get back to our game and go back to work. Obviously, we fell short of that.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Tuck on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Alex Tuck scoring Buffalo's second goal. The Sabres had a 2-0 lead, 2:46 into this game. In fact, they led by two twice. They led 2-0 there and also 3-1. Jack Quinn scored twice. He's next with Paul.
Jack, you get back in the lineup, you get two goals. I mean, I'm sure that feels great, but how difficult is it to just deal with what happened in the game, you guys having a lead and just not being able to close?
Yeah, it sucks. I think we're in a tough stretch right now, and we got to find a way to win a game, so this one stinks.
What was the biggest issue with them, do you think? They had the three quick goals in the third period. You guys didn't really get any shots going the first 10 minutes. You just couldn't get any attack.
Yeah, just a tough stretch. We got to be better defensively when they're feeling good and rolling around in the O-zone and got those three goals, and got to find a way to get some more offense in the third.
You get two goals and you had several other opportunities. Just how good were you feeling on the attack offensively in this game?
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, a lot of confidence after that first one went in. So, feel like my game's another level when I see one go in. So it was a good game for me.
What did you feel when you scored that first goal? Relief? Like, what was the feeling?
Yeah, just nice to see one go in, take some pressure off, and just kind of play freely.
Check.
Have you dealt with it?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It sucks not playing, but just use it as a chance to kind of find my legs and get a little pop coming back.
Not only you get back in, but when he puts you on the power play right away, how much juice does that give you, you know, when you're going to get that chance too?
Yeah, I mean, it's... you see the confidence that they have in me, so it's, just want to go out there and perform.
Yeah, team-wise, when you made it 3-1, you got very few scoring chances after that. Why couldn't you guys generate any more offense once you got up 3-1?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they were in our zone a lot, so we were defending a lot, and got to find a way to keep pressing and keep playing on the attack, or that can happen, I guess.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Quinn. And I do see Devin Levi across the way, so we will just walk over to Devin here. Devin, kind of a tough spot to get thrown into. I know you like it. I mean, you love challenges, but how did you look at it? You got called up. You've been playing well in the American Hockey League. How did you look at the situation coming in today?
It's a situation that you got to embrace. Come in and try to do the best you can just to change something. I think the guys have been working hard, and I think that, there's some bad bounces in this game today, like one off our guy, one off their guy. Quinner did a great job scoring too. I feel like just watching the past few games also, like, don't think the team's playing bad. I think it just, it's the hockey gods right now, like, just weighing against the team and kind of testing everyone, seeing, how we're going to respond. That's kind of how I see it, I'm not the coach, so... but just from what I see, like, I feel like the guys are working hard. Everyone wants it. I think I came in here today and I wanted it too. I want to play this game and be the one to help kind of change things. Looking back, it's it's tough because you feel like if you save maybe one more that the game's a little bit different outcome, but you know, it's tough. It's just the reality of hockey. You gotta come in and focus on your process, and that's what I did. And I felt good out there. I thought the boys were blocking shots too today, like D played well. So I think you know, we just gotta keep kicking.
How much is your play in this game and what happened the last nine games in Rochester just a product of regular work and being in a rhythm?
Yeah, you know, it definitely helps being able to play consistently. You know, just get into flow, think less, just play more. Definitely helps a lot coming in, for sure.
What happened in the second period? I mean, when they got the momentum, three goals in 2.5 minutes, you guys just really couldn't shut it down at that point.
Yeah, you know, it was a big momentum shift. I think they're a good team. They got some good scores. They capitalized on their opportunities. It's just the way the game goes sometimes. The biggest part after that is staying in it. You know, it's a one-goal game. It feels like it's a hole that you guys – I mean, sorry, it feels like a hole that you're in the moment, but it's really just a one-goal game, and you got to have some perspective. I think we still had half the game left to play, so the game was not over after those three goals. So being able to turn the page after that was important, and I feel like the guys did it.
And how big was that save on Tavares 7 seconds ago in the second period? He kept it a one-goal game at that point.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to give my team a chance at that point. You know, like I said, it's a one-goal game. I got to make sure I'm sharp, try to keep the momentum on our side. So that's kind of the mentality there.
I know it's hard to say if you give up four, but you look sharp. Did you feel it out there? As I said, I know you don't want four goals to go by you, but to me you look sharp.
Yeah, I felt good. I think just being able to play a lot in Rochester helped me kind of jump back into this game and feel like myself.
What was your route here? Were you here waiting for the team? Like, were you with the Amherst yesterday? What was your route here, I guess?
So I came, I left Belleville at 4 yesterday afternoon. So I wasn't there for the second game of the back-to-back. I took a black SUV car. They brought me here. I got in around like 7 or 8, so I had the night to kind of wind down, get ready for today. So it was nice.
What's your sense of just the mood in the room? Kind of a strange time to be jumping in with 9 straight losses coming into this one. Like, what's your sense of where this group's at mentally?
You know, I think the guys are ready for a win. You know, it's time. I think the guys really want to win. Obviously, it's never fun being in a 9-game losing streak. So, you know, I wasn't here for the whole thing, obviously, so I don't know exactly how it is, but I felt like, you know, today, just the morale before the game was good. You know, everyone's on the same page, excited to go play a game. You know, I don't think I didn't come in here and realize that, you know, if I knew nothing about the team in the last 10 games, I wouldn't have known they're on a losing streak. So I think that, you know, the morale hasn't been bad. It's been good considering the situation. I think Lindy's a big part of that. You know, I think the adjustments that he makes, and you know, keeping the boys leading the crew, it's great. I think it keeps everyone's head straight. You know, give a good speech after the second period, and at least for me, it touched me, and I want to go out there and try to win the game. So,
thanks, Devin. Devin Levi in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. As the Sabres get some locker room reaction there, we'll hear from Lindy Ruff here shortly as the Sabres dropped their 10th straight game. 0-7-3 in the stretch, a 5-3 loss in Toronto. They'll be in Montreal on Tuesday at 7. We'll have that Steve Foley Law pregame coming up at 6. We're going to have Lindy Ruff here coming up any moment, so stick right with us here on our postgame show. We'll get you a few more highlights and stats as well as Buffalo falls today in Toronto. Our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third. How about this for the Leafs? 19 in the third, 7 for the Sabres. It ends up 41-27 in favor of Toronto. In the game in net, Dennis Hillaby gets the win, 24 saves. Devin Levi faced 40 shots, made 36 saves in the loss. 3 stars were all from Toronto. Domi, star 3, Robertson, star 2, and Tavares, the hat trick. That's an easy star number 1 for him. The attendance at Scotiabank Arena, 18,588. Power plays, both teams getting 1 goal there. Sabres 1 of 2, Leafs 1 of 4. That's your Dynabrade.com Power Play Update, powered by Donabre Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. Well, yes, Montreal coming up next. The Sabres still remain 1 point ahead of the Canadiens for the last spot in the Eastern Conference. It has been a terrible stretch for Buffalo. Incredibly, before this 10-game losing streak, the Sabres were sitting in third place in the Atlantic and were only three back of first-place Toronto at that time. And now the separation between these two teams is massive. Yes, 3 weeks ago, Toronto was in first and only up three on the Sabres. And now Toronto sits in first with 40. They are 14 better than Buffalo. That is a massive, massive swing to go from 3 to 14 in 3 weeks. And the Sabres still remain six back of Ottawa, who currently holds the final wild card. And again, just a whole host of teams in the way. Detroit, Columbus, New York, Pittsburgh, New York, Philadelphia, before you even get to Ottawa. And that's going to be the key stumbling block. Can they gain 6 points on Ottawa? Sure. But they have to gain 6 points on Philly and 5 points on the Rangers and 5 points on the Penguins and 5 points on the Islanders and 3 points on Columbus and 2 points on Detroit and make sure Montreal doesn't pass you. I mean, there's a lot to have happen here, and this is what happens every year. They get stuck into this hole. They may go on a run here or there, but there's just too many teams at some point to ask to just keep catching and to fall back. And some teams will fall back, and the Sabres may pass some. But to be able to do this for seven teams, you're asking yourself quite a bit here. Is, you know, we are 31 games in, getting closer and closer to the halfway mark of the season, and it's going to get tougher and tougher. Obviously, as we talked about quite a bit in the pregame show, Toronto. Oh, more on Toronto in a moment. Lindy Ruff is now live with Paul.
Lindy, after you took the 3-1 lead, it didn't seem like you were really able to generate much offense after that. What happened?
I thought they, you know, they really came hard after us, and we couldn't win enough battles down low. I thought some of our puck decisions got us in trouble.
You got two goals in that game from Jack Quinn and several other chances where he could have added another one. Just, you know, how good was that to see?
That was really good to see. I mean, obviously putting the three guys in to, you know, try to have as fresh a legs as we could. He's worked extremely hard. You know, we wanted him to work on some things. I think he's really worked on them, and I think it paid off.
What was the message in the timeout? Are you giving up three goals in 2.5 minutes? You're just trying to get him back?
Just to try to settle him down. Just say, listen, we can do this. This is hard right now. We got to do it together. But we got to believe in how we need to play to get the job done.
What keyed the start? I mean, you guys were obviously very good early. Just what was working?
What's that?
What was working early?
Well, you know, I thought we were quick early. I thought we made a couple good plays, a couple really high-end plays that got us going. I thought our power play looked good, got us a goal. So, you know, we were clicking almost everything until, you know, they got the first goal and it just seemed like it turned.
Was the biggest thing with Jack shooting with confidence? He looked to me like he had confidence when he had the puck to shoot it.
I think that's part of it. I think he's worked hard on his quickness in this last little bit of time. I think we saw that again tonight. We know he can shoot, and you know, I thought, you know, going into the game, perfect place to put him, get him on the power play, and see if it's going to click.
How much was Devin's game reflective of what he's done in Rochester recently?
He played a heck of a game for us. You know, you look at I think it was the second power play, the third, one of the two. A couple saves that really allowed us to try to win a hockey game.
How shocking is this with this team, with some of the guys?
I'm almost lost for words, obviously. It's on me to solve this. This is the toughest solve I've been around, but it is on me to get these guys in the right place to win a hockey game, and nobody else, just me. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right. Lindy Ruff there saying that he's almost lost for words. This is one of the toughest solves he's ever had. His press conference brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Paul, Lindy sounds really defeated there at the end, saying this is the toughest solve, he said, maybe of them all. He's been coaching a long, long time.
He knew this team had problems when he took the job, but I think he felt if we can get them to play a different way, we can get them straightened out. I don't think he realized, you know, what we've been talking about now for how long. You know, this team is who they are. And I think he thought, no, they're not. I think we can change that. We can change the way they're thinking. We can change them not panicking. We can change, get them to have some mental toughness. And it's as bad or worse. I mean, this team just melts at the first sign of adversity. I mean, they're playing a nice game. They work hard to get a 3-1 lead against a goaltender who just is basically starting his NHL career, hasn't done real well since he's come up, wasn't doing real well in this game, to be quite honest. And Quinn scores to make it 3-1, and what did they have, maybe 4 scoring chances after that? Maybe. I would think it's probably closer to 3. They had 2 in the second period when Quinn scored the goal. That was a grade A scoring chance, and then Krebs shot one over the top of the net from the slot. Those are the only 2 scoring chances, and they were grade A scoring chances that I wrote down in the second period, and it was worse in the third. I mean, they went through half the third period. They were being outshot 12-0, and it seemed like Levi was the only one with any desperation. Nobody was playing with any desperation. It's like, well, in 2 minutes and 31 seconds, we turned a 3-1 lead into a 4-3 deficit. And how did they do that? Well, it's 3-1. Now they make it 3-2. You're fine. You know what? The other team scores now and then. You're fine. Don't take a penalty 28 seconds later, which they tend to do. This isn't the first time I've watched them do this. They do it all the time. They give momentum and then they take a penalty to give them even more momentum. You knew darn well they were scoring on that power play. I had no question in my mind they were scoring on that power play. Sure enough, they did. And next thing you know, 3-1 is 3-3. Well, now we're panicking. Now, look at this. And now it's just like, let's chase. Nobody does their job. Let's just chase everybody around the zone. And, you know, it won't be long until we're down 4-3. And that's how they do it. And it's how they've done it for 2 years plus how many games. It's management does not see it. Everybody else does. Owner doesn't see it. Everybody else does. And here we are, 10 in a row.
Is Lindy at, I might be stretching this too much, Paul, by him saying what he says there, is he begging the GM to do something?
He'll go talk to the GM. He's not going to do it through the media. So, no. He's being honest in how he feels. Now, is there a regret he took the job? I don't know. We didn't ask him. That he knows that. We don't. But
and he likely wouldn't say it even if he did. You're right.
Right. I mean, that's going to be a private thought.
He's too proud. That, and, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a private thought between he and his family. That's not going to be something that's going to be public, nor should it be. He can't be all happy that he took the job and into this, because he's right where Don Granato was. How many times last year did we sit here and say Don Granato has no answers? He doesn't know what to say anymore. He doesn't know what to do anymore. Here's a veteran coach, one of the winningest coaches in NHL history, who seems to be out of answers and doesn't know what to do.
31 games in. Yeah.
Yeah, and doesn't know what to do. I wouldn't if I were him. I wouldn't know what to do. If I were a coach, I mean, he can't, there's only so much he can do. You can't be running guys to Rochester and, you know, he doesn't make trades. You know, it's, but if he has a problem, he'll take it to whoever it is himself. He won't be doing it in the media.
Yeah. Well, Paul, the streak has now hit 10. Montreal's next on Tuesday. And, you know, as we say all the time here, like us even sitting here thinking, like, well, how many points are they at? I mean, we probably are wasting our time here until they even figure out a way to win one. I mean, there's a lot more to do, obviously, after that.
Yeah, and when you win one, then take it from there. See if you can go 7-2. You did it once this year. You also went 4-1-1 in another stretch. So there's a 9-game stretch and a 6-game stretch where you picked up a lot of points. So we know they can play well. We've watched them. Problem is, mentally they're not tough. Mentally they can't hang in there to play a 60-minute game when things go right. If nothing really goes too much wrong in the game or they get a couple of breaks, they're fine. They're very capable of being a good team and playing good hockey physically. Mentally, I don't think they are.
I wonder, Paul, you know, the first three, the last week in November of this losing skid, the Minnesota game, they deserve better than no points, losing 1-0. The Vancouver game, I thought, was kind of a toss-up. It was back and forth. They, you know, they had a good first period. They ended up losing in overtime. I mean, that could have went either way. The Islander game was kind of a stinker. But then the Colorado game happens. You're up 4-0, and you're obviously playing a very talented team. If you just get that in and win, even if it's a 4-2 win or whatever, I mean, there could be some ups and downs here through these next seven games, but you're probably fine, and we're not sitting here listening to a coach that doesn't even know what to say, and we're not sitting here saying how many games are we in and the Sabres are already eliminated. Like, you called it that night. You said this could be like a scarring event, and it's playing out that way as of this moment.
It's ended their season so far. Now, there are still enough games left where you can salvage it, but have you seen anything in the last 2 years plus a quarter of a season that would tell you that there's any chance at all that they're going to salvage anything? I haven't seen it from these players. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, and I'll say so if they do. But I haven't seen anything that would tell me that they're going to salvage this season or even have the ability to salvage this season. That game seemed like it absolutely finished their year.
Paul, thank you for your work tonight. Great job. Please thank Pat as well for his work on the pregame, and we'll talk to you Tuesday from Montreal.
Sounds good.
Okay. Paul Hamilton here on our postgame. 5-3 Toronto wins at the Sabres have dropped 10 straight games. All right, all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time if you want to keep listening to the postgame. We're in Buffalo on the bet 15-20. Sabres lose in Toronto 5-3. The losing skid is now at 10. I'm Brian Kulziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up ahead for Tavares. Holds it, drags it through. What a move. Tavares! Oh, Levi stayed with him to the far post. A miraculous save to keep it in a one-goal game.
A lot of nice saves from Devon Levi on this one. He was busy. He faced 40 of them. Made 36 saves. That one right there is our save of the game. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-3 Leafs win it. The Sabres have lost 10 in a row. They'll try to get things back going against Montreal Tuesday. The battle of the bottom two in the East. 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll be back on our normal flagship station in Buffalo on WGR and along the Sabres radio network that night. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 6. Of course, the Sabres also part of this win streak. You have to also add in the fact that the majority of these games they have been without their captain. Rasmus Dahlin continues to be out with back spasms. He and Sam Lafferty right now are the Sabre injuries. And the injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joe's. All right, let's get a scoreboard check here. What else is going on in the NHL tonight? Our scoreboard look brought to you by Fiegel, Karen Joyce, your border attorneys. Game going on right now in the third. Blues have a 3-1 lead on the Rangers with 9 minutes to go in the game there. 11 minutes to go in Minnesota. Vegas, a 3-2 lead on the Wild. Two other games are final. Chicago beat the New York Islanders 5-3. And Carolina took care of Columbus by a score of 4-1. Of course, a big win for the Bills today in Detroit. Some whopping offensive numbers again for Josh Allen, but the Bills hold on with a 48-42 victory. It was a little dicey at the end. Detroit's second attempt at an onside kick was in a mad scramble, and Taron Johnson came away with it. But how about Josh Allen? 23 of 34, 362 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also, in the game, ran for 2 scores and 68 yards. James Cook, a big day, 14 carries, 105 yards, and 2 scores. Ty Johnson led the way receiving, five catches for 114 yards in the game. Quiet for some of the guys returning. Keon Coleman, just one catch, but a big one for 64 yards. Amari Cooper was not even targeted in the game today. Bills, though, getting by with a banged-up secondary. Detroit, though, made it close. Jared Goff threw for nearly 500 yards, 494, and five touchdowns. Bills are 11-3. They get a little help as the Steelers lose in Philadelphia by a score of 27-13. But the one seed still remains a tough task. Kansas City goes to 13-1. They beat Cleveland 21-7. Miami in the division dropping to 6-8. Their playoff chances look cooked. They lost at Houston 20-12. Denver really solidifying that final playoff spot in the AFC. They get a win at home over Indianapolis 31-13. Game just about set to kick off in Seattle. The Sunday night game, Seahawks hosting the Packers. All right, there's your look around the sports world. Again, Montreal is next. It's the loser will be in last. Coming up on Tuesday, as depressing as that is, the Sabres have 26 points. The Canadiens have 25. Buffalo has not won in 10 games, 0-7-3 in the stretch. 7 p.m. puck drop from Bell Center. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame at 6. Hope you can be with us on Tuesday night. If you're looking for more live local radio tonight, Bills Lions postgame is going to be going for a lot more while. You can flip over to our sister station in Buffalo on our normal flagship station for the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550. And with that, we're going to put a wrap on our postgame show here tonight with the Leafs beating the Sabres 5-3. Want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Kyle Powell on our social media, Paul Hamilton, our reporter, Tom Maddie was our engineer, and for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Marty Baron, I'm Brian Colziel from Toronto. The final again, Leafs 5, Sabres 3. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. We'll talk to you Tuesday with the Sabres in Montreal, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.